Hi. It's good to be back again. After I've been off for a season, I lost my mom and I was grieving and I was in a bad place. And anyway, I'm still grieving, but that's not why I'm doing this video. I want to talk about no comparison Thanksgiving. And that's because as the year is going to an end, a lot of people, everyone basically, is reflecting on the year and giving thanks for how far the year has been, how far they have come. They are reflecting on their successes and on their wins. And I just want to say that if you're going to thank God this year, right, just thank God. Just thank God. Don't thank God from a place of comparison, because that's where I'm talking about today. Don't say, oh, thank God I was in an accident this year. God saved me out of everybody in the bus. Everybody died. I was the only one that came out. Don't do that. I feel like we should be able to thank God without comparing our situations to other people. Don't say, all my friends were single. I was the only one that got married. Don't do that. If you're going to thank God for getting married, just thank God for getting married. If something miraculous happened in your life, maybe God saved you from something tragic, just thank God for that thing. Just say, oh God, I thank you for saving me from something tragic. Mention the tragic incident that God saved you from. Don't compare whatever thing you're thanking God for with someone who was in that same situation with you, but whose outcome turned out negatively. Don't do that. Just thank God. Let's learn to thank God without comparing. I was thinking about the other day in church. I was watching a service online, and the pastor was saying this category of Thanksgiving. If you celebrated a milestone this year, you bought a car, you did this, you did that, or if you got saved. We just mentioned different things, different categories of coming out to thank God. And I was thinking to myself, what about people who lost someone this year? And I'm saying that because, of course, perspective. I lost my mom, and even though as I was partaking in the service, I was thinking that, oh, what category do I fall into? Anyway, when you thank God this year, don't compare yourself to others. Don't just thank God for whatever it is. God, I thank you for doing this, 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 this. Don't say, God, I thank you. My life was not like the other person. You know, like that person in the Bible. I'm not like this, I'm not like that. Nah, don't do that. Oh, God, I have a roof over my head. I'm not like people that some people, they are staying under the bridge. Don't do that. Just thank God. God, I thank you for this house that you have provided for me. That's all. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't try to exaggerate whatever it is that God has done for you just to make it mean meaning to you. God already knows what He has done for you, and as long as it makes meaning to you, I feel that that should be enough. Bye, guys.